Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:06, and of course you are still here with Ewelina Potocka.
Chris Farman po drugiej stronie. Dzień dobry, witajcie. Dziś jest piątek, 23 sierpnia. Ciągle jeszcze wakacje, na szczęście. No i cudowna pogoda się zapowiada. Ta temperatura, która w najbliższych dniach... Wow, 28 degrees.
I know. And summer's coming to an end, apparently. But what's going on?
Jakie end? Maybe it's summer continuing. Dopiero begins.
Who knows? Panie. Same in the UK right now. We had sunshine, we had hot weather, then we had flood. Floods and loads of rain. Now they're predicting again hot weather. What is going on?
Spaniale. So vacation in the UK?
It sounds like it. Yeah. Definitely. Now, coming up, we do have a very special guest with us. And if you are into the whole social media world and want to learn a little bit more about it and what's going on out there, then stay tuned for what's next.
Minut po 11, 603060606 albo nasz Facebook Good Morning Gdańsk, albo Instagram, można zajrzeć również na Instagram The Royal Family. So guess the Queen Elizabeth, she also has her own Instagram account. Tak, królowa Elżbieta jest na Instagramie. I jak tu dzisiaj nie być na Instagramie?
Let's be honest though, do we see the Queen hashtagging away at the age of 93? I'm pretty sure it's her workers.
Oj tam, I believe that's her. Myślę, że to tak, królowa Elżbieta siedzi, ma swojego smartfona i taguje.
Hashtag tea at 5 o'clock. Tea and scones.
Food. Delicious. I tak dalej.
But this is, of course, is the way forward these days. The royal family are jumping on board of this as well. And we are lucky enough to have a special guest with us. Yes, we do have Mick Griffin from Brand 24 joining us in the studio.
Dzień dobry, Mick, witaj bardzo serdecznie. Hello.
Dzień dobry, dziękuję bardzo.
Czyli po polsku?
That's
I to wszystko.
Thanks so much for inviting me, guys. I appreciate it.
Now, of course, right now we do have social media. We live in a world of social media. And of course, you know all about the trends. So the question is, what is trendy when it comes to social media at the moment?
Wow, what a great way to kick off. Now, the great thing about social media is it's all opinionated, ironically. So everybody will tell you there's a different trend. But right now, I think the trend is actually two-way communication, two-way conversations now. So people want to talk to brands and people want to talk to celebrities. That people want to Instagram at the Queen. What they really secretly want is the Queen to post back. Now, that might not happen with lovely Elizabeth.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, jak gdyby pobłogosławiacie sama królowa Elżbieta, co byś czuł?
But this is the great thing about social media. You still have the ability to shock people to by just being there, right? So, no, it's social media is obviously here to stay. It's going on and bigger and bigger, and it's an exciting place where everybody is moving.
Yeah. So, but are there still like people or companies that are afraid of being in social media?
It's a great question because, yeah, I mean, luckily I'm very lucky to speak to a lot of people about social media every day. And what surprises me is how many businesses are still not using social media. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, sometimes that's hard to believe, right? We are all social, we're using it, but you've got to remember, like, in the big scheme of things, when we get outside of our bubble, there are lots of businesses out there that are still not using Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And a lot of times, like you said, they're afraid.
Like car mechanics. Does he need a social media account?
Well, yesterday, maybe not. But tomorrow, it seems that the answer will be yes. Now, most of the time, they don't have this is because the nice answer you'll get is, oh, I don't have time, I don't know how to start. Mm-hmm. But when you really dig in, a lot of them are afraid of what people are saying about them.
No, so właśnie.
If you have a Twitter account, are you ready to hear what people think about your business?
People think a lot of things, and they are not afraid to say it, especially in social media. The media społecznościowe to jest taka specyficzna sprawa, że tam możesz powiedzieć wszystko. Tego byś nie powiedział face to face, ale w mediach na klawiaturce wystukać można bardzo dużo.
But then of course it's the case of apparently what they say is bad publicity is kind of good publicity, or any publicity is good publicity.
No właśnie.
So this is a question, like when we look at also celebrities such as like Miley Cyrus, or of course right now Harry and Meghan, where they're quoting one thing on their Instagram but then doing something completely different. So what's your advice about this? Okay, so people comment bad comments and give maybe a slight bad publicity on social media. What's your advice here? Would you go just delete the comment or play along with it?
Never. Chyba nigdy nie można usuwać tych negatywnych komentarzy.
Definitely there are comments being deleted out there right now by companies that think that taking the power back. And I'll give you one quick example. And I've used it. There was a hotel in Blackpool, of all places in England. And a couple went to stay at this hotel. They left and they gave the hotel a 1-star review on TripAdvisor. Okay. Like many people have done before. A week later, they got charged £100 on their credit card on top of their hotel bill. So they phoned the hotel and said, what's going on? They said, yeah, well, you know, when you made your reservation, in our agreement, if you say anything negative about us online, we can charge you £100.
Yeah.
No way.
You can
zły komentarz, płacisz tysiaka.
Google TripAdvisor Blackpool fine and you will find it. And this lovely old couple. So what the hotel did, tried to take control back, right? They tried to, you know, scare people out of saying anything negative. And what happened was, this ended up being featured on the BBC, CNN, New Zealand newspapers were talking about it. Uh-huh. So from trying to scare one little couple out of saying something bad, this whole situation went international. So it completely backfired because you can't take control back anymore from customers. They have their control. Like you said, they have their keyboards, they have their smartphones. That isn't going to change.
So, jeżeli otrzymasz negatywny komentarz, jeśli ktoś cię krytykuje wprost, odpowiadasz, nie usuwasz, what do you do?
You know, the experience that we have right now is that you have to first of all show that you care. Are you there?
Now, że cię to obchodzi.
Exactly. So you've got a couple of reasons to do this. Now, the first thing is you want to turn that bad review or that unhappy customer into a happy customer, let's say. And that probably works out 50% of the time that you can explain yourself. 50% they don't mm-hmm. believe you. But what you got to remember is your next customer is going to be reading those reviews as well.
Zawsze.
And if you are not there, they definitely feel afraid. They don't care about their business. They don't care about their customers. If you're there trying to explain, you've got a much better chance of the next person going, well, at least they care. At least they're there. Yeah. And it makes a huge difference now because 8 out of 10 people are Googling you and checking you before they spend money with you.
Of course.
It's changing quickly.
If you do have any questions for Mick when it comes to social media, let us know. 603-060606. This is your chance to ask him a question yourself.
Ciebie wciąż płonie.
50 najpopularniejszych na świecie kont instagramowych, 50 most followed accounts on Instagram, and the first place Cristiano Ronaldo. Proszę bardzo, 180 milionów followersów tak zwanych, czyli osób, które śledzą Cristiano Ronaldo. Na drugim miejscu Ariana Grande, potem Selena Gomez, Dwayne Johnson, Kim Kardashian jest dopiero szósta, Kyle Jenner, Beyoncé, Lionel Messi and Neymar. So basically... Wow. Not even actresses też, ale przede wszystkim gwiazdy muzyki i sportowcy. Mm-hmm. Najpopularniejsi na świecie. We wanna be like Cristiano Ronaldo and Selena Gomez. Is it o to chodzi, że chcemy być, czy chcemy wiedzieć? Or we want to, you know, sneak and
yeah,
see their life.
This is where Instagram have done really well, and that's why those people are up there, is because we normally see them on the red carpet, in the movies, having really, you know, prepared interviews. And what they've kind of used Instagram for is the behind the scenes.
Oh,
they want to see the
his
Rock.
His coach,
yeah,
probably.
They want to see Cristiano playing football in his garden with his children kind of thing. So, and I think that's the peek behind the curtain that everyone was waiting for. And that's why those people are there, right? And they're using it really well in that respect. Mm-hmm. And what's nice to see is, like we talked about the Queens, he probably has a team of publicists and PR.
Let's be honest, the Instagram account of Royal Family jest bardzo oficjalne, jest bardzo przepiękne. Wszystkie zdjęcia są wymuskane, więc tam nie ma selfie.
I think we do need to make a campaign for the Queen to take a selfie. Like, can you just imagine the Queen taking a selfie and posting this on Instagram? That would be unbelievable.
Queenie, do a selfie.
Yeah, I think we can
create
a Facebook campaign. Yeah, I think we should make it. 100%.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, as we understand, like those celebrities, they'll have literally a dedicated person for social media, but they keep it really relaxed. So they're just following them around every day. They're in the taxis with them, in the private cars, in the planes. And when something comes to mind, they're snapping it away. So it's the real behind the scenes thing that's making them take off.
So Mick, is it really like they have like their own assistant for social media? I taki asystent od właśnie mediów społecznościowych ciągle go śledzi? To jest taka dedykowana osoba?
Absolutely. And you can only imagine that for every reel that they post on Instagram, there's probably 9 that they throw away. So everything is being snapped just in case something out of the blue happens amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. They are not pulling out their own phones and managing their own Instagrams per se. 100%, maybe a little bit, but definitely they have these social media personal assistants that are going around, but very relaxed, very calm, very natural.
But now the question is, though, obviously these celebrities have the personal assistants and the Instagram following is fantastic, but then we have people like Donald Trump himself. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, does he have a personal assistant for his tweets that he writes, or does he do them himself?
No, you know, więc właśnie.
Let's be honest, his tweets are very... not the
jego
best.
Stylu, and in his kind of, tak? To tak wygląda, jakby Donald Trump rzeczywiście sam pisał te swoje tweety.
I think what happens is, in the case of someone like Donald Trump, he does have that person still, but for the technical aspect of managing and posting and scheduling. But I think the difference in Donald Trump is that his social media person has zero say in the matter. So someone like Ronaldo...
like everybody in his...
Exactly. So I think Ronaldo or something, from time to time, someone might be like, hey, listen, that was funny, but not social media funny. And with Donald Trump, I think it's like, write what I say right now. Post it within 1 minute. I want to see it on my screen. So I think he has that person, but they have to literally go word for word, and there's no room for giving your opinion. Like, maybe not this time, Donald. No, that doesn't exist.
Takie rzeczy się nie zdarzają.
Yeah. So I think that's the difference.
He does need a censor. He just needs to think twice before he posts stuff, I think. However, this does seem to work for him, because I think with Donald Trump himself, he kind of connects with the... I don't know how exactly
straight
to put
people,
it, but
ludzie,
exactly
nie,
the kind of the normal
tak,
people,
tak.
Let's say. And he connects with them, and I think this is actually why he's doing so well.
And when we read his tweets, we just know that he just thought this. To jest to, co pomyślał, to napisał.
Probably while sitting on the toilet, yeah.
Być może.
And this is the key. We want it, right? As consumers, as regular people, we kind of don't want the corporate answer. We don't want the well-thought result. You know, there was a story in the USA, the Target, which is the Auchan or the Tesco of the world, and that somebody actually posted, for example, that I don't like your store. And there was a few complaints. And what some internet troll did is they made a fake Target Facebook account and they replied to all the comments. But okay. They replied like me and you would. Like, so it's almost like, I don't like that the boys' clothes in your store are all the way at the back. And they were like, thanks for your reply, we don't care. But it was a troll. Now, the difference here was that Target, the real Target, didn't engage these conversations till 2 or 3 days later, because you can imagine the thought process. The social media person goes to the head of PR, who goes to the head of marketing, who goes to the CEO saying, what are we allowed to say? And in the meantime, this regular person was just replying in as a fake account, and they got more likes, shares and comments than the actual real account did. This is what we crave for. We crave for real life. We crave for real answers. And it's... Exactly.
And I guess with this, the fake accounts, there's no law against this, I assume. I don't know if there's actually a law where Target can maybe take the troll to court, but of course they have to find the troll. And
I think that it's also that case of, there's probably some serious loopholes, but I also don't think that Facebook can react quick enough to get to this as well. But, think about social media now. If somebody says to your hotel wasn't good, or I'm thinking about going to this hotel in Gdańsk, there's nothing stopping a different hotel replying saying, hey, listen, do you want to try us? If you go quicker now and you're faster and you show that potential hotel guest that you care enough to pitch your own hotel, they're going to really consider you nowadays. So it's not only about the trolls and the fakes. Your competitors and your other businesses can be like, hey, listen, come to us if they don't bother replying. So they can use that as well.
Tak, to wszystko jest bardzo dynamiczne. And remember about the content. Wcześniej rozmawialiśmy o tym jeszcze poza anteną, że prosta sytuacja, gdy rezerwujemy pokój, apartament, hotel i sprawdzamy na najpopularniejszym serwisie, jakie są opinie na ten temat. And if there are no comments... Red light. Dlaczego ja mam być pierwszą osobą, która będzie tym królikiem doświadczalnym i ja mam sprawdzić, czy ten hotel jest dobry, czy zły? Nie zarezerwuję takiego.
Absolutely. I mean, not being there at all is just as scary as seeing bad reviews nowadays, because people think you're potentially hiding the truth, because they think it's so obvious that you should be there.
No answer is also an answer.
Yeah, and just some hotels, some restaurants are just not there, not because they're hiding anything, just they just never got around to it. And those times are changing, unfortunately, if you want to be competitive and you want to get that next customer.
Yeah. And this is true, actually. Everywhere you go, if you go into a restaurant, you do tend to go to their Facebook page, purely because even for the menu these days, because you want to see photos, you don't want to just see writing, because the writing means nothing. You could write something absolutely amazing, but when it comes out on the plate, you just don't know what you're going
to
get.
When me and my wife go out for a meal, if we go to a different city or we travel, our version of being crazy is not checking the reviews. Let's not do it. Let's be crazy. Let's just go in and see what happens. And then you get to the door and you're like, no, let's have a look in case.
What's your opinion about TripAdvisor and Facebook these days? Do you think like the Facebook side of things is taking over and TripAdvisor's maybe in the background? It's a little bit old school now?
I still think it's very much there, but your TripAdvisor is when somebody is ready to make that decision.
Yep.
Facebook is there for when you're trying to get people's attention while they're doing other things, while they're reading posts. So when someone's going to TripAdvisor, they are ready to put their credit card in or not. Facebook is great for when someone's like, we could go away this weekend, and then they start searching a little bit. So I think it's just different frame of minds.
Yeah.
I don't think people go to Facebook to make that hard decision as much as TripAdvisor, but it's still super important.
Wow, amazing. Now, a little bit more on this in a second. It's coming up to 11:30, and here's the news headlines with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdansk, English Service.
The headlines, good morning. Poland's Deputy Finance Minister this week has painted a positive picture of the Polish economy in light of global economic headwinds. And a report by Radio Poland has found that 483,000 legally working Ukrainians are registered in Poland. And Poland intends to present the German president with its view that Germany should reopen the issue of compensation for Poles after the Second World War when he visits Poland in September. In local news, Gdansk city councillors have accused the Russian foreign minister of falsifying history after he opened an exhibition devoted to World War II this week in Moscow. And in local events, this weekend sees the staging of the 10th edition of the Verve street racing event around Gdynia. Details at the top of the hour.
Good morning, Gdansk! We'll be right back.
Tak, you can never trust. Taka zasada ograniczonego zaufania, szczególnie w mediach społecznościowych, to jest dobra zasada. Jakiś czas temu obiegła świat właściwie informacja o tym, że jeden z dziennikarzy Vice Magazine stworzył sztuczną restaurację. Kompletnie ją wykreował. Wykreował ją w taki sposób, że ta restauracja, która się nazywała The Shed, was number one in TripAdvisor. Wyobrażacie sobie, restauracja nigdy nie funkcjonowała. Używał dziennikarz Old Nokia, gdzie odbierał telefony i zawsze mówił, przepraszam, wyprzedane. Następny termin maybe in 3 or 4 months. Gdy robił fotografie i niby te wymyślne dania, jakieś pianki różne, to była pianka tak naprawdę do golenia na przykład, tak? Więc wszystko było sztuczne i wykreowane i wyobraźcie sobie, że tak nakręcił umysły, że ludzie zaczęli głosować i that was number one in TripAdvisor. And for me, since then, I just don't trust social media. To tak wpłynęło po tym, gdy widziałam ten reportaż na moje postrzeganie mediów społecznościowych, że dzisiaj już nie ufam. So hard to trust.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's, I was, you know, one thing for me is like the Vice story is amazing. And the good, it's really good for us because it keeps TripAdvisor on their toes. They have to react. And this is, you know, really, really important for us that they keep things. But you can even see that the trend is like, what we can see is like a year ago, 2 years ago, people used to check one review to make themselves feel better if it matched what they did. So if they like a restaurant and the first review said the restaurant is amazing, job done. Thank it just you. Made me feel. Now what people are doing is checking 10, 20 or 30 reviews, and it's changed so much that I don't know about you or but myself, if I see five stars, I'll keep clicking till I find that 4 or that 3 that makes it real.
I always nick the negative.
Yeah,
zawsze
exactly.
wchodzę w te negatywne, żeby zobaczyć te najgorsze sytuacje. No. Co może mnie spotkać? What may happen?
And this is why now they're pushing so much for please put a video, please put a picture, like, you know, make it real for us. But yeah, I mean, again, we are, for every time there's a really good organic, you guarantee that there are businesses out there trying to cut a corner. And that's what happens, you know, every day you can go online now, you can be like, I want to buy TripAdvisor reviews or Google reviews or Yelp reviews. There are companies out there you can buy 100, 1,000, whatever. But customers like us, we will find a way to weed them out. We have a pretty good radar for that kind of stuff. So short term, the Vice is a great example of short term. Plus, London is the perfect place to do it, where you've got a lot of people that want to be in the trendy place and the exclusive place. But soon enough, we get through this, right? We get past it and we start really realizing when something is fake versus real.
If we just talk about influencers real quick, we have a message from Marta. I have to say many bloggers really use being popular. They say they have 10,000 followers and then don't pay bills. They say they will recommend restaurants, hotels on their account, and she believes it's not fair. At this point where they're actually using their popularity, their followers, to then get free food. And we saw this, for example, Open Air. There was a big news about in Sopot, some influencers kind of contacted the restaurants to get free drinks and free food.
Friends, nie tylko dla tej osoby, ale też dla friendsów oczywiście. Dajcie nam darmowe jedzenie i picie, a zareklamuję was na Instagramie. Powiem, że jesteście fajni.
But what's your opinion about this? Influencers, like, are they necessary these days? Of course, social media is the way forward, I guess.
I think that, there are genuine influencers and there are not genuine influencers, right? As we talked about before. I think that if I look at this, and I'm trying to look at it very much from a business point of view, it's always, you've got to weigh it up. If there's a cost or something that you have to give away to get some kind of marketing, advertising, promotion, and that cost is lower than what you will get in return, great. What's happened is that influencers, or who we call influencers today, have got extremely lazy. And they're just like, give it me and good luck and I'm sure you're going to get something in return. What the really smart influencers nowadays are becoming is they're starting to spend a lot of time and effort on explaining their worth, explaining their community knowledge. And again, the ones that are going to be really successful in the future are not saying I'm influential, so give me something. It's like, hey, listen, my audience are really influential. The people that listen to me are great people. They really go to restaurants a lot. So they're talking more about the value of their listeners and their audience rather than themselves. So I think influencers just got lazy, and it's great to see businesses pushing back. There was a story in Ireland lately of an influencer that wanted to go to a hotel, and the owner of the hotel published his response, which was like, no way, I work hard, I clean the bathroom some days, I'm not going to give my work away for free. It's totally, you know, it's always a balance. It's always a balance. And it's the influencer's job to get it right, not the business owner.
Ale to jest bardzo interesujące. Recently I saw like a survey, people were asking like 10 years old, what do you want to be in the future? Niewielka ilość chciała zostać jeszcze strażakiem, to w przypadku chłopców, ale większość YouTuber, influencer.
My son is 9, he's been dabbling with recording himself, playing football, opening presents, cards and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, they are the new, but again, it's for me, it's because I think that the slightly negative thing about what influencers do, they don't paint the real picture. So as maybe Marta said, you know, you've got someone that's saying that they're a top influencer and then it turns out that they didn't pay a bill or that they are struggling financially. Let's be a little bit realistic when we're explaining these lifestyles. A lot of them are making videos 14, 15 hours a day and they're cutting them into a 15-minute video, but it's a lot of work. Influencers, being an influencer is a lot of work if you do it right, of course. So that is the part of that story that not many of our youngsters are seeing. They just see the glamoury side of it, let's say.
Otóż to.
You wait a few years, it will be a diploma at the university, how to become an influencer. I can imagine.
Pewnie tak.
It's now becoming a career path.
Tak, but remember, in order to be an influencer, you have something to say. Musisz coś powiedzieć, musisz coś mieć w tej głowie, musisz coś zaprezentować. Yeah. Musisz coś sprzedać.
This is a big question, actually. If you decide to become an influencer, you should stick to one specific, say, goal or one niche or one area specifically?
In my opinion, I think this is the future of influencers. I think that you will always get celebrities and influencers out there with millions of likes and followers and so on. But, you know, ever since things like the Fyre Festival scandal where all the influencers said, go to this festival, it's going to be amazing, and it didn't exist, if you've seen the Netflix documentary. Where the future is, or where businesses want to spend their money now or in the future, will be, well, listen, I'm an influencer, but I've only got 5,000 followers, but we have a really great connection. Yeah. I reply to every question they have. It is a niche, but I, you know, if I talk to them and I recommend something, they know I'm genuine, and they believe me, and I have a reputation. It's impossible to manage a reputation of what everybody thinks of you if you've got a million followers. Yeah, so I believe that's the key. The only ironic thing about an influencer is nobody has to give you permission to be an influencer. You can wake up in the morning and go, okay, now I am. There's no certificate. There's no application process. It's all about who just has the confidence to do it.
To the quality, not amount.
Quality over quantity will be the future of influencer marketing, for sure.
Rozmawiamy dziś o influencerach, o tym, w jaki sposób poruszać się w mediach społecznościowych, ale od jakiegoś czasu, przynajmniej w Polsce, at least in Poland, mamy takie zjawisko jak pato-influencer, czyli to jest kompletnie niezgodne z prawem, to jest rzeczywiście sytuacja patologiczna, taki pato-influencer pokazujący patologię i obserwatorzy, no można powiedzieć, że zasilają konto takiego pato-influencera, wpłacają mu pewne kwoty za to, żeby oglądać patologię, czyli na przykład, już nie mówię o przeklinaniu, tak, ale sytuacje są bardzo drastyczne, właśnie takie live streamingi pato-influencerów. Do you have this in the UK?
No, I don't know to this extent. I'm not too sure if we have it to this extent. However, we do have these kind of influencers which are going in the wrong direction, I would say. And this is more kind of more towards criminal activity, violence. But in regards to this Polish influencers,
pato,
I guess,
mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
this is something I've first time hearing about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, from my point of view, yeah, they you know, these young people, they used to go. It was enough for them to get kind of recognition from their group of friends that they were with at the time, whatever they were doing. And now what they're doing is, first of all, they're striving for this recognition outside of that. So they want the the big numbers, the likes, the shares, and they want to be cool and all those kind of things. And I think, yeah, I mean, it isn't surprising me that the next step of that is that they're going to try to make some kind of money or funding from that. So micropayments and stuff like that, it doesn't really surprise me. What a lot of them don't have maybe the idea of is that when it's online, it's forever. So they're going to have to live with this in 20 years, 30 years when they have kids and grandkids, and they're going to be able to Google what did granddad's name, and granddad's riding through a supermarket, you know, knocking things off the shelves for likes. They don't seem to understand the longevity of this situation.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Mamy już przykłady w polskiej sieci, że z pato influencera możesz stać się influencerką. We have examples of people changing, but still to jest niesamowicie niebezpieczna i taka czarna strona właśnie tego internetu, która zawsze istniała. No teraz jest już oficjalna, wiemy o tym, że coś takego istnieje.
I think this is literally like taking the same thing we talked about the business. Businesses have to go online because people that want to buy services want them to be there. The dark side of this is that sadly the people that are doing these kind of things online are being driven by their audiences. Youngsters nowadays, they want to push you to do something more crazy, more insane,
challenge,
shocking.
Tak, właśnie,
yes,
tak.
Exactly. They want you to do it. So sadly, the same way that we're seeing the same trend, the audience is controlling the flow of information and nobody's stopping them. Nobody's saying, hey, listen, I'm not doing that for you guys. They're all addicted to likes. I think that very soon this kind of thing will be classed as an addiction rather than, a problem. I think that it will be things that people have to be weaned off, let's say.
But then the question is it actually the big companies which have influenced this? Because, for example, I follow Red Bull, Red Bull Instagram, and of course the stunts they do are, okay, professional people doing these stunts, but still stunts which could get you killed. And of course, if people are copying this and trying to make it even bigger or more extreme, then it's going to be
I think it certainly has a factor, but I think that historically we've always had people that have pushed the boundaries of what should be done.
Yep.
The difference is now is that everybody has a channel to share what they're doing. In the past they didn't. Now everybody can become viral because everyone's got a smartphone, things can go online, and once things are online they can be watched by 1 or 1 million people in a day. In years gone by that wasn't a case. So even if you say, oh, that's cool, I'd love to show my friends, you didn't because they have no chance to go further.
Yep.
And now that has changed. Now everybody is a celebrity if they choose to be.
No,
and
właśnie.
That's a crazy future, right? When everybody can be popular.
True.
That's crazy.
And is this the bad side of the internet? Because yeah, the reach is literally endless. You know, it's you post something and it goes viral. And let's be honest, there's some things which go viral which are extremely stupid. But people love this. I think this is why people love, you know, these reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. People love, like, Big Brother, for example. You're telling me you want to sit there for an hour in your evening to watch other people in a house together.
That's
really?
Phenomenal.
It's strange.
I had to explain to my Polish friends about the the Gogglebox show in England, which is watching people watching TV.
Też mamy to w Polsce. We also have this in Poland. I to już jest dla mnie ekstremalne, tak. You know, but we tend to comment, tak? Oczywiście komentujemy zawsze wszystko and we know best.
It's almost like watching someone with you in the same... I mean, some of them are done in very good taste, but ultimately... What you will probably find, if I had to make a guess at this, is that law enforcement and such will move on to social as well. Mm-hmm. And they will have a responsibility that as soon as they see somebody doing something illegal live, they will be expected to react as quickly as possible. And I think you'll start to see more and more trends of people being... arrested or cautioned a week after they did something, because hey, I've got video of you doing it, even if you provided it.
I to jest niesamowite.
Yeah, and this is the thing.
Zawsze znajdzie się taśma, zawsze znajdzie się wideo, tak? Gdy coś zrobiłeś, przeskrobałeś złego. Jak to jest? So people like always, you know, recording things.
But then, actually, one thing is sometimes it can be a little bit manipulated. So very often you see videos of the police in America being violent to the person. However, you don't see the 5 minutes before what happened. You know, they only capture that specific point. So it can be manipulated in some ways as well. This is maybe a problem.
It just shows that we are going into the Wild West. Every year, every week, every month, somebody is doing it better, someone is doing it worse, but it's constantly changing. I mean, you know, we have stories in the UK of teenagers swallowing the dishwasher tablets. Yep. Or something of that respect. And who would have guessed that a year ago?
To oglądać and you want to give like or dislike. And you want to comment. That's niesamowite.
Yep. And I think this is, and you know, Facebook are soon going to be bringing out their own currency. That's the goal. So they will be
własna waluta, tak?
So they will be making money easier past. If you can give someone one Facebook credit for doing something, imagine how much this is going to expand and go extreme.
People remember to live your life in reality. Pamiętajcie o tym, by jednak żyć w rzeczywistym życiu, by żyć tak kontakt z człowiekiem. Hey buddy, mogę cię dotknąć? Wow, jesteś prawdziwy.
There's a chain of pubs, at least in Manchester, in my hometown, that have now banned mobile phones. As their trendy new thing. Yep. I don't know if it will work, but yeah, it's
I think
changing.
This could work. Yeah, something new, something, you know, people go there and it's like a little retreat, you know. No mobile phones, no connection to the outside world. Oh, we actually have to speak to each other. You know, this is shocking.
I mean, when I'm hiring now for work, I mean, this is some of these face-to-face regular skills, the things that not everybody has. Because they've become so digitalized and they're so used to communicating through a keyboard or through Twitter or something.
Crazy. Well, it is coming up nearly
tak, ale jaka konkluzja? Good conclusion, bad?
That is the question. What to do? Social media, yes or no?
I would say the conclusion is that, first of all, you can't ignore it. It's there. It's going on without you if you decide not to be there. You can use it for plenty of benefits. That's the truth. You do have some control. You can control what you take from it. Don't be afraid. It will be fine. Please don't, you know, do something dangerous to get some likes. That would be my final.
Okay, so don't be afraid, but also think when you use the social media. Nie pamiętajcie, jest coś takiego w głowie jak mózg, warto używać.
Be real. Your customers, your readers, they can really sense when you're saying something that you think they want versus what you truly think. Be real, and I think that 9 times out of 10, that's the best thing you can do.
Bardzo prawdziwy and real Mick Griffin.
Yes, that's true.
Jesteś na pewno prawdziwy? Ja na pewno.
Thank you so much for coming in. And of course, if you do have any further questions, get us on our Facebook page. Now we will get back to you straight away. Two-way connection on Facebook.